This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today. He will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar and Eat Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaigns at Dhar. The campaign will be organized from today till 2nd of next month at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, community health centers, district hospitals and other government health facilities across the country. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also transfer funds under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana directly into the bank accounts of the eligible women across the country. Mr. Modi will launch the Suman Sakhi chatbot to raise awareness on maternal and child health. The Prime Minister will also distribute the 1 crore sickle cell screening and counselling card for the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump greeted Mr. Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, like Mr. Trump, he is also fully committed to taking the India-US comprehensive and global partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi said, India supports Mr. Trump's initiatives towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramagulam, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said that Mauritius occupies a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy, Mahasagar vision and in India's commitment to the Global South. The President said the partnership and the cooperation between the two nations has been growing steadily in every field. India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of United States Trade Representative led by Chief Negotiator for India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brendan Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi led by Special Secretary on India-US Trade Ties, including on the India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement. Home Minister Amit Shah stressed that protecting the younger generation from drugs is vital for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, heads of states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Emphasizing that no country can progress well if its youth is not protected against drug abuse, the Home Minister exhorted authorities to take every possible step to make India a drug-free nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate 15 major welfare schemes today at Delhi's Tyagraj Stadium as part of the Seva Pakwada initiative. Time to coincide with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday today, the launch includes key projects such as the Atal Drishti Hostel for visually impaired college-going girls, the Atal Asha Griha for individuals with intellectual disabilities, and the Savitri Bai Phule Griha for senior citizens. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, launched the web portal for Special Campaign 5.0 for institutionalizing Swachhata and minimizing pendency at the government offices in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the press conference, the minister said, these campaigns have institutionalized cleanliness and efficiency in governance.
When we look back over the 11-12 years, I think one of the biggest hallmarks of the Modi regime that Prime Minister Modi brought to the focus some of the foundational issues, and I think the best example is Swachhata. And the second hallmark of the Modi regime has been that whatever call he made from the government platform instantly turned into a mass campaign.
Torrential rains in Uttarakhand have disrupted normal life in many parts of the state, including the capital, Dehradun. According to the District Emergency Operations Centre in Dehradun, 13 people have died due to the excessive rainfall, while search operations are ongoing for 16 others who are missing. Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defence in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championship 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. A total of 37 athletes are competing for 12 sports in the final, which will take place tomorrow. The automatic qualification mark is set at 84.5 meter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.